The 4Ps Audio is sponsored by Happy Days Festival. For more info, go to www.happydaysfestival.org, spelt with a Z. Sponsored by the Party 8 Ticket Company, supporting the Dementia Pathfinders charity and the 4Ps Project.
You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6, and we are just, what, 3-4 weeks away from Happy Days, the festival. It's going to be taking place at Northwood, where the county show normally takes place. It's going to happen in August, incredibly, and really, really excited about this, because I think it's the first one of its kind here on the Isle of Wight. Now, someone who's very much involved is Mark Pickering. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm excited for this event because I know how much this event is going to mean to a lot of young people. Do you want to just outline the Happy Days Festival for us and then tell us your involvement?
Okay, well, the involvement from my perspective is we are an esports gaming company called Overworld, and we've worked with Paul for a number of years now. And the idea is to bring gaming into festivals, music festivals, etc. So the gaming industry can be a little bit boring, as in, like, once the games have been played and the tournaments have been run, there's a lot of things to infill. So our vision is to actually bring music festival, a little bit like the old rave scene, because that's really the underbelly of esports, and actually start to create gaming competitions. And look at the island, because we think that there's never been a big gaming competition on the Isle of Wight. And albeit this is going to be at a small level to begin with, our plans are actually to have, challenge the likes of Insomnia and Gamescom that are out there that are the biggest gaming events. And, have that vision and that mission to allow community gaming and give people a chance to showcase how good they are at certain computer games.
How fantastic. And over the last sort of 7 or 8 years since we've been running the 4Ps, one of the things that we talk about most with young kids is gaming. That's the one thing they want to talk about, make podcasts for, and so on. And it's kind of frustrating to watch young peeps just sort of, get excited about gaming only for people that are probably in schools teaching and so on to pour cold water and not actually appreciate that things have changed dramatically since they were little.
Oh, very much so. And my son is a very profound influencer. And, I would have been one of those people. And I told Luke that he would not earn any money sitting in his bedroom playing video games. And Luke generates in excess of £1 million a year now.
Wow. Tell us a bit more about Luke, because he's...
Luke's autistic. So what we had to do is... we didn't have to, but we wanted to... we've learned about autism along the way. And we realized Luke at a very young age was absolutely amazing at dissecting how games worked. For example, the mechanics of the game and games that they're a little bizarre from the construct that they are, a different sort of they've got lots of different mannerisms within the games, and the amount of work that goes in. So my explanation would be that games are a chaotic collection of mysterious mannerisms and facial expressions, voice fluctuations, gestures, and emotions, and they have to be unraveled meticulously. And autistic individuals have a propensity to be able to do that. So it becomes not just an escapism, but almost a challenge that they're able to overcome. So the reward principle is there. And I noticed that in Luke. I know that might be a little bit deep about talking about esports, but we knew that we could support Luke in something that he loved so much. And then Luke, of course, ended up being dreadfully bullied at school because he's a little different. The games, when I don't like thinking that it's all escapism, but it was something that he was so involved in and so good that we supported him, and we supported him through because the education system didn't really work for Luke. So we built everything in and around him, and we learned from the problems that Luke encountered that actually a huge amount of kids out there are encountering the same problems. So we wanted to create what's called like equal opportunity in and around gaming. And gaming has so many options with jobs. And gaming, of course, you get YouTubers. YouTubers need to learn how to edit, direct, and produce their content. Schools don't understand this. So we supported Luke. Luke played the games. He's gone through being a YouTuber with 1.7 million subscribers on a Minecraft channel. Still, it's still going, but the guys that we employ, which are all autistic, work on Luke's channel. And then he got employed by Facebook Gaming to drive that. So that was only 3-4 years ago. And now he's actually standing on his own and saying, you know, I don't need a contract with Facebook. I've got amassed a huge amount of following playing Call of Duty.
Wow.
I know. I could go on for a long time because he's an amazing individual, Ian.
It's an incredible story, and thanks for sharing it with us. And, you know, I look at this, and I hear people in the last few years, people saying that, you know, oh, their son's got autism and they're very concerned. Yep. And I look at them and I say, why? You know, you've got to look at it the other way around. It's not something negative to carry around. It's something positive, something you can turn into a real positive. And it sounds like Luke's done just that and will be a massive example to so many young people, especially gamers. And as we know so many. I'm just sort of thinking, while you were talking about that and being able to dissect games and things like that, I watched something recently called The Queen's Gambit. And it was all about this lady that was an incredible chess player. And she used to work out chess matches in a mind using the ceiling. And I'm just picturing Luke now in a television, you know, series about just that in years to come.
Oh, Luke looks at a game and he'll talk about Call of Duty, you know, this is it's a shooter game, it's battle royale, people play it, they just enjoy it. But what Luke does is he dissects the rotation of people. Where is the storm going to be closing? And of course, he knows that the storm's going to be closing in this particular position 3 moves on, no different than chess. And then he'll make sure that he positions himself 3 moves on to actually achieve the win. Luke's won probably around £150,000 in monetary tournaments playing wagers. And it's the autistic mind. It's a superpower. It really is. We've got guys here, Ian, that work. They're creating 3D animations. School can. I'm trying to not get a little bit too deep into this, but we've got the guys that are now on an apprenticeship with Overworld. We've got four of them, and they came through as a supported internship. And I spoke to their job coach, and their job coach said, "I'm going to hand them over now, but I've had a very difficult time teaching them." So they've done 2 years. Very difficult time teaching them on this particular subject, which is how to leave a voicemail. And I've just stood back and thought, these guys have the capability of 3D animations. They're phenomenal at what they do. You just have to be agile and be able to, you know, extract the brilliance from them. Leaving a voicemail is actually almost dumbing down their capability. And gaming is allowing them to express themselves positively and not just have that level of confidence, but create a wonderful level, you know, a career. And it's a career that they love. And I know you and I would both agree that if we both do careers that we really like, it makes life a lot easier, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Hey, let's focus on the event that's happening right here on the Isle of Wight. Between the 20th and the 22nd of August, so we're just over 3 weeks away. You can get your tickets now. The under 12s go completely free. I'm guessing Luke's going to be there. Hopefully a load of young people can actually get to play against and possibly with and chat to Luke on the day.
That's correct. Luke's going to be opening the event, which is pretty cool for Luke. You know, he's done a couple of Christmas lights, but he's never opened a festival with music, as it were. So there's going to be a lot of people that have no clue who he is, but there's going to be a lot of youngsters that know who he is. So he's going to be around to to talk to people, talk to parents, share his story as well. And then what we are going to do is just, there's two tents that are just going to have, you know, something quite basic of consoles in there, and they're going to be able to play games. And those games are going to range from Minecraft to Roblox to Rocket League, depending on the age, all age related. You know, we wouldn't allow under 18s to play Call of Duty, for example. And then we're going to run some Fortnite competitions.
Brilliant. I mean, it sounds great. I mean, were you playing, like, I mean, the only thing I used to play when I was a kid was that tennis thing on a TV screen. You won't be playing anything like
that's
that.
That's about my age group as well, Ian. So, yes, yeah. Yeah. They've come on a little bit since then.
Let's hope so. But kids are amazing. Kids are, yes. I mean, the kids that we've been working with over the last 7 or 8 years have just been incredible. And like, as I said, most of them are really into their gaming and taking it seriously. And I would imagine it's a real challenge to get grown-ups to actually understand that, yep, this is, you know, it can lead to bigger and better things, and you can make money from it, but it's getting them to understand it. And maybe, yep, this festival will bring a whole load of light to the situation, and people will be able to see, you know, how and why.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, parents do report, you know, there's data out there that how are kids affected by their focus on video gameplay, you know, because they're refusing to do, say, for example, any other activity. But what we just have to do is we just have to, you know, address the balance reward with expectation, as it were. And do you know that it's like when we all wanted to be football players, and the likelihood of us ever getting to that level, you know, the percentage is so low. However, in esports, it's really high. Because it's not just about being good at the game. You can actually get into the editing side of things. There's the streaming, as you've mentioned. You know, we must have correct setups. And what they're doing there is they're almost solving problems all of the time. And if they're solving problems with a degree of confidence that enables them to communicate with others, well, I think that's a great platform.
I think it sounds fantastic. I'm really looking forward to the event, shedding some light on something that is really, really going to help young people. I hope it's a massive success. And just tell us, because I'm seeing now on a screen in front of me, Gaming Arena, hosted by Nitro Luke. Where did Nitro come from?
Well, I mean, Nitro came up with the name when he was 4 years old. So Nitro, he just thought was cool because it was fast. Luke, because, well, stands for itself that his name's Luke, but DX was a mistake. He thought it was a Nintendo DX when it's in fact a Nintendo DS, which happened to be his favourite console. So there we go. Nitro Luke DX was born by a mistake.
How funny, says his dad.
His mum's just looked over.
Hey, it's really, really good to talk to you, and hopefully we'll meet up over the weekend of the 20th and 22nd of August. You can go to the website now, Happy Days. So just type in Happy Days Festival. Happy Days is spelt with AZ.org, happydaysfestival.org, and sort out your tickets. But remember, children under 12 go free. Thanks for joining us today, Mark. I really appreciate your time.
And thank you very much for having me, Ian. I appreciate it.